Welcome to Pure Onage Podcast number 2, recorded on Friday, July 29, 2005. I'm your host, E-Loco. Coming up in this show, the latest news from the world of Pure Onage and Destroyer. We'll be talking about NVIDIA's new GeForce 7800, and we'll also throw in a little bit about the new PSP firmware. Furthermore, the latest gossip from the forums, and our good friend Kashmir will even be singing a birthday song for his favorite Pure Onage cast member. Joining me today, Kashmir Z.
Hi. Only one thing I have to say, and that's I love Anastasia.
Denwo.
Good evening to you all. Let's make this fun.
And Destroyer.
No, I'm the Onage, I guess.
Along with a few listeners who will share their opinions as we take a look on the Pure Onage community. But first, let's take a look at what's been happening with the Pure Onage podcast. So, the previous Pure Onage podcast, it seemed that it was quite popular. I was very anxious to hear what people had to say about that. And a lot of people really loved it. They really thought it was pretty cool, and they were very interested to hear on the next one. I mean, even Kyle and Jeremy listened to that, which was very cool. And Jeremy had a very interesting reply. He said, you know, podcast is basically an MP3, and it's something that Apple calls podcasting. But there was a lot of question about what is a podcast, and I wanted to talk about that because it's quite unclear. A lot of people think that it's some product made by Apple or some cool word for just releasing an MP3. And what is it? What is a podcast? A podcast is an MP3 released via subscription to an RSS feed. So you subscribe to the RSS feed, and automatically every day it checks the RSS feed, sees if there's a new episode, and downloads it for you automatically. So you don't have to bother with checking out for the new episodes. You just get it. You subscribe to it, and you get it. And that's a podcast. And it has nothing to do with Apple or iPods or any of that crap. So anyone got any comments on that?
Is there any pod people in the podcast? Because quite frankly, I think there should be.
Pod people?
Yeah, you know, pod people live in a pod, podcast.
Oh, you're referring to the little pod people who live in the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're all dead. And Verruchter has joined us. What's up, Verruchter?
Nothing much. Just reading forums.
All right. Just in case no one's been paying any attention to Pure Onage whatsoever, I've got the news for you guys. If you direct your attention to the Pure Onage website, there's a lot going on around there. I mean, there's a new picture up from the cast, and another thing that we see is some short clips from the episodes. They've been cited on several websites. Basically what it is, it's a short clip from a few episodes about, like, say, FPS Dog and Jeremy versus the Master, or what have you not, just to promote it. Very good idea by Kyle, because a lot of people have come onto the forums thanks to that and have joined us. But it's not only the short films that have attracted a lot of members, it's also the notorious X-Fire deal. I make it sound like it's really bad. Basically what happened is some guy on the forum sent an email to X-Fire saying, why don't you guys check out this show? So they did, and they loved it so much that they sent Kyle an email, like, can we host it? And of course, Kyle's not stupid, so he said, yeah, sure. And they went on promoting it.
Yeah, controversial topic.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I hate these boom headshot posts so much.
Yeah, it's insane. Pure Onage on X-Fire, it was a bit of a weird start, because if you'd go on to X-Fire, the only thing you'd actually see was FPS Doug, and people were going on and watching the Boom Headshot thing and seeing, like, whoa, you know, Boom Headshot, that's cool, and going on the forums, and oh my god, guys, what happened on the forums? Tell me about it.
The first page was, like, spam with Boom Headshot posts, like, oh my god, Doug, you own, and so many noobs are posting right now. It's like, I don't even know, guys. Like, where are the regulars on the forums? I think only the mods post anymore.
Personally, I mean, I still read all the threads, but, you know, it's become overrun with all these newbies, and just become so tedious replying. And, it, you know, whatever you do, the reply is going to be of the same vein. You know, chill out, stop posting this crap. It's just not worth posting anymore. It's easier to ignore the people.
Yeah, I was using the search function of the forums, the search function that nobody uses most of the time, and I searched Boom Headshot and found 262 matches. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like it is being made out to be the FPS Doug show, and it's like, I wonder, like, do you not know about Jeremy? Like, come on, if you want to post one-liners, let's face it, he's got a truckload. I mean, it's just insane. It's like, come on, it's not the only show. It's like Simpsons, you know, the I Didn't Do It Boy thing.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on, you know. I mean, a lot of people really resentful against, you know, the new members, which is never a good thing. I mean, believe me, I don't like it at all, but there's good reason in some cases for it, because there's so much spamming, and eventually what happened is that people started basically protesting on the forums, and there were a few topics against the whole FPS Dog and Boom Headshot craze going on, that I went on to the Xfire website, and that was after all these posts were made against the Boom Headshot craze, and suddenly I found that a lot of the Boom Headshot commercials had been somehow replaced with normal Puronage advertisements. And it happened right after all these posts happened. So what I wonder is, are these the Xfire guys who went onto our forums and saw that everyone was basically hating on them for, you know, starting up a campaign that was only about FPS Dog? Or was it Kyle who asked them to please concentrate more on the show instead of one character? Or is it all in my head?
Who's FPS Dog? What's going on? It's all in your head, Dylan, okay?
Well,
this PP cast is about cooking. I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, just some statistics that I meant to mention. Back to the FPS Dog thing. Google search of the owner, spelled with a P, which, you know, I think you'll agree is quite a unique name for Jeremy, got 923 results, whereas a Google search for FPS Dog, you know, also a fairly unique name, I'd say, and this is with quotation marks, so it's the whole FPS Dog, not just both, comes up with 7,350. So, I don't know, I think that speaks for itself.
It's, like, insane.
Yeah, that's pretty mad. How do you guys feel about Dog? Would you like to see him make a regular appearance on the show, or how would you like Doug to continue in the show?
Oh, well, hell yeah. Like, you know, keep him regular appearance in the show. I just think the problem that most people have, that the people that are joining up, that have, you know, they've either seen it on Xfire, or, you know, someone sent them the FPS Doug clip, you know, they're, like, neglecting everything else. It's like, it is just FPS Doug. You know, if they were, like, you know, Jeremy, whatever, it's like, yeah, like, I'm quite happy to see him stuff. It's just, you know, people seem to be neglecting everything else and just focusing on the one-liners.
The main problem is that all these people, and I mean, there's a shitload of people out there that watch Airplay CS, that probably watch the show. I think they're all, I don't know, just kind of following that.
Personally, I think, well, I don't know what you think about how important Doug is as far as the success of Pure Onlys goes, because, I mean, if you think about it, he is a one-liner guy. When you watch, you know, whether you're an FPS player or you've watched the whole series in a short space of time, he's always a guy who sticks in your mind because he's so spontaneous, he's so full of energy. And I think that's what gets people, spurs people on to become a fan before they start looking into the, you know, the depth of the show, what it's about, all the connotations, all that. You know, I think Doug, in that respect, whether it's planned by the Pioneer's crew or not, is very important in terms of bringing new fans in and, you know, making the show a success, because I think him alone has increased the fan base immensely, whereas, you know, if he didn't have that catchphrase and all that, the people wouldn't be here. And, I mean, you know, it's great. Pioneer's used to be recognised. I think, you know, that's a positive point, but I mean, as far as negatives go, you know, aside from all the annoying Boom Headshot posts, which I suppose will keep coming, but I mean, I can put up with it, the original fans of the show been with us since either the first episode or, like myself, around the fourth, when it was a fairly low, you know, small scale thing, are going to be sort of forgotten in some way, and things are going to become very commercial and not necessarily sell out, but it's going to be the big thing on the internet, and you want to say, well, hey, you know, I was into this when it began, I supported it sort of from its infancy. And that's what's also annoying a lot of the community at the moment, as well as the spam post.
It was a very in-depth view from Denwo. Now we have someone listening who wants to talk about Doug. It's Spoon the Monkey.
I mean, I think everyone pretty much agrees that Doug should be able to, you know, be in here, and he should come in here all the time and talk. When something like that happens, everyone that comes in, it's just going to be a ton of requests to talk, and then just, oh, can you say Boom Headshot? Can you do that Boom Headshot thing? I'm just kind of afraid. I mean, we're talking about the posts being just flooded with all the Boom Headshot things.
I think Doug is a really cool character, because at the start, you know, it was only Jeremy RTS, and he was, like, dissing PS and MMORPG players, and I think Doug added this side which made FPS players left too, and it just like brought more people. And I think that's a good aspect. The problem is not Doug himself. The problem is how people just handle the videos and stuff like that. They just, you know, they just throw videos and say that's Doug and that's the show, and people don't see that the show is not just Doug. It's Jeremy, Kyle, Anastasia, Dave. You know, when we, and I think the noobs kind of forget that. And I'm saying noobs, like the people new to Pureownage.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point.
But a lot of people also on the forum say that, you know, it's just a fad and it'll pass. And I guess they're right. I mean, eventually these people, they will see all the other episodes and end up seeing that the show is more than just Doug. And they'll get just as hooked as we are, and we'll have even more fans. And everyone will be really happy and make love and not make war. And
I certainly hope so. Boom headshot.
I can dance all day.
I'd like to pass the mic to Denwo, because Denwo, I believe that you have a little project of yourself going on.
Right. It's about all of the fan art which has been created, and there's quite a lot, and posted on the forums, chiefly wallpaper, desktop wallpaper. People have done little recordings, short movies, things like that. And it occurred to me about a week ago that all this stuff was really going to waste. I mean, clearly Kyle doesn't want to put every single, you know, fan-created wolf on the main site. It'll just clutter it up. You know, people can post it, people can say, oh, that's good. Maybe set it as a desktop even, but, you know, a week later the post disappeared. So the idea occurred to me as to, you know, there should be a place for all this fan art to be stored, like an archive, if you like. So I talked to Kyle about it and said, well, what about, I said, I'm prepared to run an independent website on my hosting space where all stuff, you know, wallpaper, music, etc., which is a tribute to the show, is stored and is accessible by everybody. You know, I don't mind maintaining it. I you know, scout forums every day. So if anything new comes up, I'll be able to add it. And he thought it was a great idea. So in the past sort of 7 days, I've made a site which is now ready to be officially launched, and I'll give the link out in a minute. And is, right, it's just what I've described, really. It's just it's called the Pureownage archive with a T. It's very witty, and yeah, it's just a place where you can visit and download, you know, some very good wallpaper and stuff.
Just a question: are you only good for like Photoshop things, or can you also like host music? Like, you know, that Wow is a Feeling thing you made, maybe could be there, and remix and music concerning Pureownage, maybe.
I mean, it's for anything. I mean, I've got not unlimited space and bandwidth, but I mean, it's fairly ample at the moment. There's wallpaper on there. There are two musical tributes, one by Kashmir. There is a little page of Photoshop stuff which I've done and other people, and it's literally anything which needs to be shared, I can host, or indeed anyone else can host and I can link to, can go on there. Anything at all, any sort of multimedia, short films, not necessarily Photoshop, whatever, or even I'm going to host eventually that Pureownage soundboard, which is on forums, any flash animations, whatever.
Yeah, I think the whole idea, Denwo, is really good. Yeah, because like you say, you know, just on the forum gets lost in a week, and then, you know, all that stuff, like, I'm sure there's stuff that, like, I haven't seen, you know, like, stuff before my time, you know, stuff I never got around seeing. So yeah, I think it's really good, you know.
The link is PPA, standing for Pureownage Archive, dot JamieNet, which is spelled JMENET .org.
I'm taking a look at the website as we speak, and I think it looks very cool. It's got pretty much the same idea as the original Pureownage website. It's very simple. It kind of got the same look. A wallpaper here, done by Scree, who is renowned for his Photoshop skills, and it's very funny. It's the Temple of Pureownage. It says here, Half Fate. I think it's hilarious. It's got this sort of Aztec temple with a huge Pureownage logo on top, and it's very funny. And, you know, I'd say everyone just check this site out, because it's very cool. And I've also made a short movie. Maybe some of you guys remember. I made two, I believe. I'll pass you the link. I'm hosting them myself, but that'll be cool. That's a very cool initiative. Really is. But that's not all you're doing, isn't it, Denwo? Because I heard from The Orange that you're actually doing some sort of band or musical act.
Yes. I mean, I'm not particularly sure how much it's got to do with the film series, but it is played by the community, which would be quite fun. The Orange guy has got some lyrics, which he's very good at writing songs, it appears. I needed to get them recorded. And I think Scree posted some of his piano playing, and the Orange said, hey, that's cool, you could play it to my lyrics. And so it's fine. And it developed from there. And basically, you know, the reason I'm doing this, and the reason it's such a novelty, I think, is because this song, which has no particular shape or form at the moment, but it'll be some sort of, you know, soft rock song, I assume, will be played by people all over the world. You know, there's some guy's written it, another guy singing, I'm drumming, Scree's going to be on piano, there's a guy doing vocals and guitar. I think we're still looking for a bass player, actually. So keep your eye out for it. It's just fun because, you know, it's played by fans of Pure Ownage.
Okay, cool. So anyone interested, they've made a topic on the Pure Ownage Music Forum. Just go ahead and check that out. And of course, they're looking for a bass player, so any potential bass players out there, check it out. So I just going to give a voice request or a voice grant to Bulletproof, our 9-year-old user, because he has an opinion on the website.
That Pure Ownage archives, like, pretty cool, especially the wallpaper.
Thank you very much.
And now it's time to talk about hardware with Destroyer.
Do a small review on the new GeForce. It's the most powerful graphics card that's came out ever, and it really owns. Benchmarks I've seen from it, it can really pick any game out of the water, especially with the SLI support for it.
So how does it differ from the GeForce 6800?
There's so many differences. The chip, everything's been upgraded. It has a 430 megahertz clock. It's the only thing I saw as a downfall was most of the like ATI's been talking about a 512 card, 512 megabytes of RAM. They've been talking about that coming out soon. And Nvidia outputs their brand new card here at only 256. And that was kind of a, I'm not sure, I think could have probably gone farther and put 512 on it. But just to make it that, the main difference between them is the chip and also the power you need to supply. The 6800 Ultra right now needs at least probably, I'm going to say 500 watts. Well, for unless you're doing like SLI and that, because you got to power two of them. They had the GeForce 6800 and the 7800 GTX with the exact same system, they just swapped the cards. And the 6800 Ultra had a 350 watt power supply. They had UT running on it, UT 2004. And with a 350 watt power supply, they had a performance of 19 FPS. And with the GeForce 100 GTX, they had it on a 350 watt. And they had 48 FPS, which is a pretty big increase. And this card is like three times more powerful than the 6800.
That's pretty impressive. Any sort of indication of the cost?
Yeah, right now I took NCIX, which is a fairly big dealer of computer parts. And it's $779.70, and that's Canadian. When I first looked into buying my graphics card, the 9800 XT was when it first came out. And that came out near $6, I think. So that's only $100 of this. And I mean, that was top of line back then. So, PC hardware, and it will, prices will come down on it. It's just going to take a while.
Well, I was going to ask you a question, Destroyer, because I'm a bit of a noob when it comes to the graphics side of it and performance. In terms of FPS, I mean, what would be a good reading in a game, an acceptable sort of rate to have?
I believe what holds true is that the human eye can't see anything above 30 FPS, and that's a solid 30 FPS. So I'm not sure if that's true. I heard that quoted from one of my friends, and he's fairly into graphics and things like that too, and he took a physics course and learned about how light and stuff like that travels. So, but acceptable, I'd probably say 30, 25, as long as you're not getting hitches and things like that.
All right, so what I want to talk about for now is another piece of hardware, which I think maybe I'll just bring up, a lot of people might be interested in this, is the PSP firmware update 2.0. A lot of people I hear all the time talking about free PSP offers, and you know, people want a PSP and all that kind of stuff, and I have a PSP, and to be honest, it's just lying here collecting dust. Recently I picked it up and I installed the new firmware update for the PSP, which is a 2.0 software. Don't you just like it the way I said that? I tried it out, and yeah, I must say it's very cool. The biggest improvement in the 2.0 software is the internet browser. And the internet browser, as the name says, lets you browse the internet. It supports everything except for Flash, but you can go onto various websites and check out whatever you want, like news websites or the Pyronis forums you can browse. And you can even post on the Pyronis forums using the PSP. The thing is, I haven't been able to use it myself, so I'm just talking about what I've heard other people say, because I don't have Wi-Fi. You need Wi-Fi, I believe it is 802.11b to use your Wi-Fi capability on your PSP, but it is very cool.
About the PSP, I think at least me and a lot of people I know really, you know, we want it because we want to jump on the bandwagon. But I think a lot of people buy just so they can say that they have it, because right now, I mean, it kind of sucks me working at GameStop because I'm always staring at it all day thinking about, you know, $250, it's not too bad. But I really don't think there's any games right now that are really pushing it. I mean, Grand Theft Auto is supposed to be coming out, which I think is really going to help it out a lot. I know most of you guys play, but SOCOM is going to be probably one of the top selling games on it. And I don't know, I mean, for us now, you're always sitting in front of your PC playing something. You know, like you said, your PSP is just me sitting there collecting dust, and I think if I buy one, it'd be one of those things that I thought was awesome for about a week, and then, you know, I traded in the game, so.
Still hoping good games will come out, but so far, not really that much good games either. Alright, this is Gills, everyone. Gills is a very popular, well, somewhat popular, member of the Pyronis community, and he's a bit emo, but he's very cool. Gills, welcome. What's up? What's going on, dude? Let me take
back my life! Thanks. Not much really. I just got back. I had to go out for a bit.
I've got something that I'd like to share with you all. As you know, last time we had some nice music from Kashmir Z. This time we're going to have some music from someone who isn't on right now, but made such a emotional song which touched me in such a special place that I just had to play it. So here goes Benage with My Sweet Dimensions.
Oh, my sweet dimensions. Take me to new dimensions. When I hear your auntie speak, you just wash over me.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
Alright, that was a very emotional piece by Benage. That was My Sweet Dimension. In this section, we're going to talk about the forum members and users and forum posts, whatever. And I want to start talking about, there's a certain topic here made by Infinity Inc. called Forum Mud in Incriminating Screenshot Shock. I believe, Denwo, maybe you could talk about this certain thread.
Well, it appears that you were caught playing Sims 2, is that right?
Yes, I'm afraid I'm guilty as charged.
Okay, so, WTF, you've got a lot of fucking explaining to do.
Well, how do I begin? I was sitting at home and I was very bored because all my friends, you know, I don't know, they were pissing around and I didn't have anything to do. So I thought, hey, this game got really good reviews and I've never played it before, so why don't I check it out? So I started the game up, right, and, you know, I finally downloaded it and started up, and of course my Xfire was still on, and Xfire recognized that I was playing The Sims 2. By the way, I did not illegally obtain the game, just for the record.
Of course not.
No, of course not. I started playing it, and I was going to make some of my friends, like, I was going to make characters. It was very difficult because you had a lot of choices to make about what they wanted to do and their personality, and I was, you know, really getting frustrated by the game, and suddenly I get this pop-up from Xfire saying, Ruffle, and it was by Dimensions, and Dimensions was saying, like, hey, you know, why are you playing The Sims 2? And I was like, I was going to reply, but suddenly The Sims 2 crashed, and before I knew it, everyone on IRC knew that I was playing The Sims, and everyone was going apeshit, saying I was a fag, and it was weird and very obscene. And then, of course, Envy had to post a forum topic, but, you know, so I blame it all on Dimensions, because he let my game crash. I'm a fucking rebel, and I've got balls, so I'm going to say that if everyone just please go to, what's that, page number 2 or page number 3 of this topic, because I posted a screenshot and most people, actually no one recognized it, but in fact it is Zymentions. People didn't recognize him because his first name was on there, but it is Zymentions. I recreated Zymentions. It's on page 2 of that thread. Please go and check it out, laugh. And Zymentions said that he'd never talk to me in any decent way at all if I mentioned this on the Pure Onions podcast. So, you know, there you go. So, anyway.
I think I love you.
Love! Oh, love!
Pretty funny.
I never saw that, otherwise I would have picked up on it. That's crazy.
So that was, so that was just me. Another thing that, you know, I just want to bring up before I pass the mic to someone else, and that's a certain topic that Denwo made. Denwo, you made a topic, and I'm going to pass the mic to you right now. You made it about Anastasia's actual age. What was that?
Anastasia!
Sorry, before I start, can I just listen to my ringtone? This is awesome. Sorry, someone's trying to call me. Yeah, I made a topic. Yeah, no, on Anastasia's blog, you know, which was made, it says on her profile page that Anastasia is 17 years old. Well, correction, actually today, it says she's 18, but we'll talk about that later. The fact being that, you know, first reaction's been, oh my God, is she really that young? Maybe she doesn't look it. Maybe, you know, considering how old Jeremy looks, she looks pretty young. And, you know, secondly, when you listen to the Pieroni's team speak thing which happened, somebody asked the whole crew's age. I think it was Kyle said, all I'll say is we're all in our 20s. So, you know, what's going on? Was Kyle lying, or is Anastasia 17, or is Jeremy going out with a 17-year-old, or, you know, what the fuck?
My view on the topic is that I think Kyle was referring to himself and Jeremy, Doug, and Dave. And maybe not Anastasia. I mean, I'm pretty sure, actually no, I know for sure that Jeremy is over 20. He's in his 20s, definitely. But I'm not so sure about Anastasia because, you know, I mean, all I can say is I'm 20 myself and, you know, it's pretty normal to have a girlfriend who's younger than you, maybe quite a few years. I don't know what Jeremy's into. But yeah, I mean, I think that she has a good chance of being 17, 18.
I think she looks 17, 18. The goddess herself.
Kashmir is 17, so he's going to love that. I've just got a private message from Kashmir saying, I love Anastasia, so breaking news, woohoo, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, just for anyone who doesn't know, I'm wondering what we're talking about. Kashmir Z is in love with Anastasia. And it just so happens that if you, as Denwo posted, he posted Anastasia 17 WTF. And he posted that on Tuesday, and I believe today is Friday, and if you go onto her blog today or tomorrow or whenever, it says that she's 18. So she must have had her birthday, I mean, sometime around this time, that's what we figure. And to commemorate her birthday and to show his true affection, Kashmir Z will sing happy birthday to Anastasia.
Yes, happy 18th birthday, Anastasia. And yes, here we go. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to my dear goddess who I love so much, Anastasia. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip! Hooray!
Hooray!
Much love from me, Anastasia. Mwah.
Now, wow. If that doesn't get the ladies, I don't know what does.
Works for me every time.
I'd like to thank everyone for being here on this glorious Pure Onions podcast number 2. It's been great having you around, and I hope you guys come to the next Pure Onions podcast. That's it. Stay tuned for the next one, which hopefully will be coming around sometime within a week, maybe next weekend. Peace, y'all.
I have a question.
Oh, not you, Gills.
Will this be weekly, or is it just kind of random?
Whenever you're not looking, we'll be doing this.